A bill heading to the Senate floor would set up a process for the Louisiana legislature to use the courts to remove a public official from office for malfeasance or gross misconduct. West Monroe Senator Jay Morris, who filed the bill, says there are majors who have been involved in serious scandals and nothing is done for a long time.
Anything we can do to limit malfeasance or gross misconduct is a good thing for the image of the state and reputation we have for good governance.
Some Democrats expressed concern. New Orleans Senator Gary Carter says with Republicans holding a supermajority in the House and Senate, the GOP could use this method to get rid of Democratic officials it doesn't like.
What safeguards do we have? And the only safeguard we have is we just hope you don't do it because you have the votes to do it. You have 70 votes on the House side. You have 26 votes on the Senate side.
The bill would require 2/3 of the House or Senate to agree to file one of the lawsuits. Incumbent Senator Bill Cassidy faces two tough opponents as he seeks a third term. Political strategist Mary Patricia Ray says
some polling I've seen shows that even those who have a negative opinion of the incumbent Bill Cassidy, up to 10% of all the people that will tell you they have a negative opinion, are still willing to vote for him, still planning to vote for him.
Julia Letlow and John Fleming are Cassidy's two closest challengers. LSU gymnastics are headed to the NCAA championship Saturday after strong performances on the floor from Amari Drayton, Kaylin Chio, and Khalil Lincoln. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.